Well, first of all, Beth, I want to just congratulate you for, I guess, the great job that I know all of us who are on the executive committee and members of NAMA feel for the great job you've done as president, and we're now passing the gavel. So I know this is kind of a little bit of an emotional time because you put in a whole lot of time and effort and work in this and take a lot of pride in that. How does this kind of feel to get to this point?
Chuck, I'm actually not quite sure. Yesterday in the executive committee meeting, someone said, well, this is your last meeting. And I said, oh, right, it is. I really hadn't allowed myself to think about that. But it's been about 6.5 years for me serving on the executive committee, and a great group of people. You know, our organization is so strong, membership, attendance at conferences. So, you know, I feel just really privileged to have been a part of it, and I know that we are in great shape moving forward.
Well, one of the things that's always been, it's a benefit, and it's something that I've loved about NAMA is really when we get together, sometimes maybe we see each other just once a year at conference or occasionally more often at other chapter meeting and stuff, but it's kind of like family in a way, and that even gets intensified as you narrow down to the board and the executive committee, which I'm now on for the first time, and that's just a sense that I get. So, you know, it's just part of what makes NAMA work is I think that networking and personal interaction.
Well, I think it very much is. You know, NAMA's been really a part of my life since I was a freshman in mm-hmm. college at Madison, so that was a long, long time ago. And then so student NAMA, you know, then becoming a professional NAMA member at North Central and going through the boot camp leadership, going through careers leadership, and then executive committee. But you just work so closely with mm-hmm. individuals that, you know, aren't necessarily in an advertising agency or in the same field or the same backgrounds. So you get to bounce a lot of ideas off of people. You sometimes argue and have good conversations about it, but you ultimately have the same goal in mind, which was how do we serve our membership and do the right thing for the organization.
Just before we close here, what would be something that you're kind of most proud of being able to see get done as the time you led the board here?
I think very much the thing that I'm most proud of is the sort of revamped fall conference. You know, one of the challenges that I took to the executive committee back in January was let's kind of rebuild it up, you know, start from scratch, and let's target kind of those mid-level managers in the organizations, really put the focus on leadership, and celebrating leadership is really a secondary theme of the fall conference this year. And I think the committee has done a fantastic job. Attendance is 50 people up from where it was last year. So it's the fact that this has kind of turned itself to a new focus on leadership and will continue to focus on leadership and celebrate the volunteers who give so much time and effort is really something that I'm very proud of.
Well, I know that some of those in that new group of attendees here are not members that we have, so hopefully we'll convert some into new members too while we're at it. Well, again, just congratulations on your term as president here, Beth, and looking forward to a great fall conference that's just about to kick off as we finish the board meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck. Okay. I appreciate it.
All right.